Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello, good morning, Elisa.
Good morning. How are you today?
Ooh, I am. Plain and simple. I am.
I love that. The I am is the place to be, and only to teach that to the people.
That's really all you need. If you can realize that you are, you don't need anything else.
Exactly. Well, it's about wholeness in the self. And it's amazing how many broken energy lines we carry because of what we allow others to do. Instead of being whole in ourselves, knowing to be the best version of ourselves without others.
Although that is so true. And this past week was proof of that for me. And it took me about a day of thinking and meditating and releasing to realize the absolute truth of what you just said. Because my 15-year-old grandson came to visit, whom you met, and he's been through some traumatic issues. I mean, he's 15, and he said on Thursday night's unscripted show that he's only felt alive for the last year. And that hit me really hard. And his dad's going through some other issues, and I really felt like, oh man, all the people I love are going through stuff, and all the people I love are in pain, and all the people I love are unhappy. And I allowed myself to wallow in the mud with them for just a minute or two, well, for a day. And then I realized I don't have to do that. They are doing, to answer your question, Lisa, no callers yet, but I'll give out the number, 516-418-5651. Every Tuesday morning at 11:30, we are live with Elisa doing mini intuitive readings. But back to what I was saying, I had to realize it's up to me to pull myself out of the mud and to be happy. There's no reason for me to be unhappy, and there's no reason for me to let what happens to other people cause my I am to fade. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But we also realize on the journey that people show up, including our own family members or whoever it is, mm-hmm. to help us to heal and learn and grow within ourselves, to be the better version of ourselves. So even though people show up and are in pain and maybe have experienced circumstances that have not been for their highest good, and we feel bad that they had to go through that suffering or those, you know, the hurt, and we couldn't help to prevent that and save them, that it was all meant to be that way because that's their journey. But yet they show up to teach us, and sometimes to push on the hurt that we go through in ourselves along the way that still needs to be healed.
Yeah.
And so even though people show up and hurt, they teach us what we need to heal, what we need to mirror, and also for us to help each other, because you know, that's what we're all here for, is to help each other to evolve and to grow and to let go of the broken energy channels and just be the best version of ourselves. So it takes, you know, it's a process. It takes time. Sometimes it takes years. It took years to become broken, and it takes sometimes, you know, a shorter time to become unbroken, depending on how deep the energy lines are of where the severing happened. So
exactly.
It's a process, and about healing is the wholeness and the love and the gifts that we awaken inside ourselves. And that's what's happening even with your grandson. He's such a gift in this world, and all of, you know, the gifts he came here to be and inspire in others. He had to go through certain things at a young age because his time to teach is actually now.
Oh, and I totally get that. And you know what was interesting? Gene, who is a good 50 years older than Zachary, was on the show with us as my co-host. And he told Zachary, he said, "Man, I've gone through almost everything that you've talked about." Now, Zachary didn't talk about every one of his traumas. He just very lightly, as Curtis would say, he gave a 30,000 foot flyover. But he gave enough information on the show for people to get an idea of some of what he's gone through. And I learned a lot in an hour with this kid talking to the world, where he didn't feel comfortable talking to me one-on-one, even though I was the only person he saw. He knew he was speaking to a bigger audience, and it gave him the freedom to open up. But Gene told him, he said, "Man, you are so far ahead of me. You've taught me so much just in this little bit of time we've been together." He said, "I am so proud of you because you're owning your trauma and you're accepting that these things have happened and you're moving on." He said, "It took me 50 years to get to this point." He said, "And I'm still not there."
Wow. Amazing. Well, you know, we all go on the journey, and when we're meant to heal, we do. And sometimes we have to walk the journey a long time before our time comes to actually be in the healing. But it's part of, you know, of why we came here, to evolve. It's our evolution. So,
yeah,
you know, it's like when you're an old soul and you still have all these lessons to learn, or karmic stuff to pay back, or have happened to have healing, then once that's all processed through, it's like you are free. And freedom of the soul is what we all strive for. That's where
Absolutely.
We're standing. And I always say it's in God's hand. You know, peace, love, compassion, unconditional. So it's amazing to see the younger generation, though. They came here so full and high of wisdom, most of them. I mean, there's a lot of evolved beings here, and their time is actually right here and ahead, and they're great teachers of the new earth and the new age and what is to be, because what was is no longer. So they had to be here to be able to open up on the platform to teach the people and the new kids and all the new souls that are coming here that this is the most amazing time to be alive.
It is. And there's so much, you know, I think every age is a good age to be alive if you're on the path and you know that you're on your path and you work toward it. But this is truly an amazing time because things are changing at a phenomenal rate on a soul level. And
yes.
it just feels so good to be who I am.
There's a lot of inner work being done across the globe right now. And those who don't want to step into it are just going to suffer longer. And the ones who choose to turn inward and really learn who they are and discover the gifts that they came here to be and reinvent themselves, they're going to shine so bright ahead because the world is shifting in the version of us all helping together create, you know, a symphony. It's like we're all an instrument. And the more we clear and become a vibrant, you know, vessel of frequency, the more that we all can shine in that place together. So it's interesting. And people are awakening. People are realizing that the way they did things, being controlled by others and told what to do and all that stuff's not going to happen ahead. It's more about the self and not being selfish. It's about the self and the truth.
Right. And a lot of people don't understand that self-love is one of the most altruistic things you can do. It's not selfish at all if you're doing it from the soul level. But if you're, you know, walking around strutting like John Travolta in Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Fever, whatever it was, you know, if you're stuck in the ego, then it's not self-love. It's more self-centered. But if you can love yourself, you will be amazed at how much other love you attract into your world.
Well, to explain this to people, it's not about living in conditions or under conditions. It's about living in your truth. Then platform that aligns with you and the people that you bring into that platform that aligns with you as well. When it's conditional, it's not a healthy place to be. When it's unconditional, it just is. It's the I am. It's hard for people to release that, though, because the ego has to do with the control, the outcome, the expectations. It has to do with all of it. And to just be is based on trust, faith, hope, your knowing, all of it. So, you know, that's the platform. And the conditions and the control are not ahead. They're just not going to be ahead. They're going to be more of giving and receiving and exchange of balance between each other. And that is going to be amazing.
Absolutely.
So the kids are on it too. They're not really connected to the things as much as they were. They're going to play again, be outside again.
You know, that's so true. And Zachary, you know, when my son brought him to visit, he brought a little television and his Xbox. And he told him, he said, look, this is only if you're not doing something or if it's raining and you can't do something. And every morning that kid woke up and he said, what are we doing today? Where are we going? What are we doing? Can we go outside? I want to do something active. And he was so active that he was driving me into the ground just about. So we spent the first 3 days doing physical things. And then after that, I said, okay, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's start going to some museums. But we went to museums that had parks so that he could run around and hop and climb and do things. He's 15, but he still wants to play. He understands the value of play. That's why he's so comedic, you know, funny. He likes to do things that are going to make other people laugh, and he likes to be active.
Well, he also connects on a level of unconditional love because he has a love for animals that's just natural.
Yes.
They all show up and they all love him.
He was so funny because on the show we were talking about going to visit you. And I asked him, I said, so what did you see when you first walked in her house? He said, two big, beautiful dogs. And he went on and on about your dogs, and he talked about Gaia and the meaning of Gaia, which is Earth Mother. And he said, I thought it was so cool because Gaia is so grounded for just to be a puppy. She's very grounded and grounding. And I said, yeah. And that's why Elisa named her Gaia, because she is like Mother Earth. She's very,
very healing.
Very healing, and she's very intuitive for a young puppy.
Yes.
I have been coming to you for at least 6 months now, and I go in and I say hello to the dogs, and then I do the treatment, and that's it. You know, then when I leave, I say goodbye to the dogs. But after Zachary walked in for treatment, they sat at the door, and every now and then I'd hear them sniffing at the door. They wanted to make sure he was there, and they wanted to be near him because his energy is so unconditional love.
Well, he's a natural. He's to do something with animals, for sure. Training
them,
he will. Helping them.
Yeah, I can see that down the road. He can do whatever he wants. He's got the ability to transform and save lives, I think.
It's amazing because it all came up even today. I was thinking when I was little, I always wanted to be a veterinarian. I loved animals, but I was always allergic to cats. And so because I was allergic to cats, I was told, well, you can't be a veterinarian. But then what comes to me now is I could have definitely been a veterinarian. I could have been a dog veterinarian, a horse veterinarian, a queen veterinarian. But, you know, it's like we get told things, and then we alter our state of being based on what we're told instead of just trusting that it would have all aligned and it would have been great.
Well, we
and
believe.
You want something? As a
we believe the people. Yeah, we believe the people that are older than us, and we assume they know more than us. I remember, I was working as a waitress already back in the day when we didn't call servers; they were waiters and waitresses. But I was serving at a restaurant in high school, 16, 17 years old. And I remember going to my guidance counselor and wanted to talk to her about going off to college. How soon do I need to start applying? What am I supposed to do? There was no internet back in those days for me to figure it out on my own. So I went to her. She was my guidance counselor. Well, she didn't guide me, and she certainly didn't counsel me very well. Because what she told me was, your grades aren't good enough for you to go to college, and your parents can't afford to pay for you to go to college. Why don't you just become a waitress? So I waited tables for a while. And the funny thing is, I didn't know that there was free money for college students. I waited until my kids were grown enough that I could leave them at home alone or together, at least. They were in school. And I started taking classes. I just wanted to take one class, see what it was like. I paid for that class because I was working full time. And when I was there, I found out that there are scholarships and there are grants, and why don't you apply? So I put myself through college on an academic scholarship, which means I maintained A's, all A's, A's and A pluses until I got to calculus. Then I dropped down to a B minus. But I still maintained my grades and worked full time. I basically went to school free. I think I had to buy books occasionally. Part of the requirement of my scholarship was that I tutored. So I was going to school. I was teaching other people. And I put myself through school, and I thought to myself, well, guidance counselor, your guidance wasn't very helpful, but in the end, I did it my way anyway.
That's what we're all learning, to do things our way.
Do things our way. And, you know,
I
want to... I wanted to mention something that you and I kind of talked about earlier, because a lot of people get mixed up and they get confused. You know, like if you have a friendship or a relationship, any kind of relationship, business, romantic, somebody you meet at the grocery store, it doesn't matter. If you feel in your soul that you need to pull away from that person, and you pull away and you're feeling really good and you're seeing this other person is maybe doing something successful and they're doing something that you wish you could be doing, it doesn't mean it's time to go back. Unless you know, unless you can see that that person has evolved on the same soul level as you, you need to remember the reason you left. I had a job, and in fact, this is the job that I met Jennifer on. We were both working on the same newspaper, and I like the woman who owned the organization on a personal level. She's a nice lady, and to socialize with. She's a little awkward. But she's not the best person to have for your boss. And at least she wasn't for me. And Jennifer, I can't tell you how many people told me over the course of 10 years that I worked there, Mary, if it wasn't for you, I would have left this company a long time ago. And finally, I broke free, I guess you'd say. I left and took care of my mom. And then I came back. When she found out I was in town, she asked me to come to work for her. And I said, sure, why not? You know, I enjoyed it okay enough before. And I needed a job. I wanted something to do. And so I started working for her, and she offered me a full-time position. So I asked her what she was, you know, what was it worth to her for me to come back? And she put it down into money values. If she'd have said something along the lines of, well, you know, I've really missed you. The place runs well with you here, but let's start out at X salary or something like that. No, she just said, I can't afford to pay you a penny more than I paid you when you left 2.5 years ago. And I said, well, let me think about it. It took me all of 30 seconds to think about it, but I waited a day before I emailed her, and I just told her, I said, at this point in time, this is not for me. Because if I'd taken that job, then I would have never really reconnected with Jennifer, and I wouldn't have started Be Unique.
Yes. So you realize, looking back, why you did what you did.
Yeah. And
it's about listening to your gut.
Exactly.
Listening to your knowing.
Between then and when Jennifer and I did create Be Unique, I was working for a nonprofit, and I'm grateful because I learned a lot. But once again, I was unhappy after a period of time. And I remember telling Curtis that I needed to go find myself a psychiatrist. And he said, why? I said, because I'm so depressed. I'm so unhappy, and it's not you. There's something wrong with me. I think I need to get some medication, get a prescription to help me get over this feeling of worthlessness. And he looked at me and he just said, Mary, you need to quit that job. No ifs, ands, or buts. He said, that job is what's killing you, and it's what's making you feel this way. That woman is toxic. And I thought, she can't be toxic. She runs a nonprofit. She works with animals. How could that be bad? But the combination, that if I'd stayed on with her taking drugs, then I wouldn't have been available when Jennifer said, can we go to lunch? I want to talk over an idea with you. And that was how Be Unique was born, was over lunch. So you have to really listen. You have to listen to your gut, and sometimes your gut will take on the form of other people, like in that first job. Mary, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't stay here. well, why were so many people telling me that they wanted to leave, but they stayed because they liked working with me? And then the second one came in the form of Curtis. You know, if you're that unhappy, just quit the damn job. If we don't think about...
People don't realize how unhappy they are, because sometimes we settle for what seems to be a really good thing.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of not good things that come along with that one good thing. And so we settle. That's with everything. It's about realize you don't have to settle for anything. You just go and do your life exactly how you choose it.
Exactly. And I think it's important for people to understand we're not all gifted with a fine-tuned intuition like you've got. But that doesn't mean that we don't hear the voice of God through other people.
Okay, well, we really are all gifted, but we all have our own soul gifts, and we all have our own discovery.
Well, I was referring to the gift of intuition and hearing the spirit speak.
Well, our intuition's really our inner voice speaking, and we all have that. We just, some of us don't believe that it could be possible to follow what we kind of already know. So we go through the channels of thinking about it, processing it through analyzing it, and then we realize that we should have listened to our gut.
Yes, yes.
So, it's kind of like, it's not really, I don't hear voices, I don't hear things. I just have fine-tuned my knowing to...
Exactly.
You know, a fine-tune, but we can all do that if we choose to. But we all have it within our innate compass to listen. It's just that most of us have not listened. We've all listened to others. And
we have to stop doing and just be.
Right. That's why we got taken so far from the self, so far from who we came here to be, because we listened to others and not the truth of the soul, not the truth of who we are. And to teach that to people ahead is going to be an awakening for them, just as it was for myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect note to end the show on. We're about out of time. I thank you for calling, and I guess we just needed to talk today instead of having callers call in. But I hope this helps someone who does listen later. I'll talk to you next week. Yay.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.